Good morning. Welcome to the Portuguese Parliament. I hope you are enjoying Portugal. We will start our meeting. We'll start with the Vice Chairperson of the Economic and Finance Committee of the National Assembly of Vietnam, the head of the delegation. You can start now. Okay. You can start.
Ông bà, hôm nay thì đoàn công tác của Ủy ban Kinh tế và Tài chính Quốc hội Việt Nam, chúng tôi rất là vui mừng được đến làm việc.
Just a moment, please. You can translate. Okay. More slowly, because you'll translate. Thank you.
Rất là được vui mừng được đến làm việc cùng với cả các cơ quan Quốc hội Bồ Đào Nha.
Thank you very much. And thank you all the ladies and gentlemen, and we are so honored to have a visit here at the Portugal Assembly.
Quan hệ đối tác của Việt Nam Bồ Đào Nha của chúng ta thì đã được trên 50 năm. Hôm nay là năm kỷ niệm 50 năm của quan hệ đối tác Việt Nam Bồ Đào Nha. Và chúng tôi cũng được biết là Bồ Đào Nha thì liên quan về quản lý kinh tế, ngân sách thì cũng có rất là nhiều những cái điểm mà chúng tôi cũng muốn được trao đổi, học tập.
And also on this occasion, Vietnam and Portugal is celebrate 15 years of relations. So we also knowing that there are a lot of experience from the economics and beneficial benefits and economics working in the committee.
Và trước đây thì Phó Chủ tịch Thường trực Quốc hội của chúng tôi, ông Trần Thanh Mẫn, mà bây giờ là Chủ tịch Quốc hội nước Cộng hòa xã hội chủ nghĩa Việt Nam, thì cũng được thăm làm việc tại Quốc hội Bồ Đào Nha, thì cũng có rất là nhiều những cái kinh nghiệm rất là quý báu, nên là các cơ quan Quốc hội cũng muốn đến làm việc cùng với các cơ quan của Quốc hội Bồ Đào Nha.
Our Vice President has visited.
When you talk, you turn off the micro and you have to turn off and turn on, okay? Thank you.
Our vice president have been visited. Now he is the president of our National Assembly. He has visited your office.
Mục tiêu của đoàn công tác của chúng tôi ngày hôm nay thì cũng muốn đến nghiên cứu những cái kinh nghiệm liên quan đến cộng nghị viện về quyết định ngân sách nhà nước, về các loại các thuế, các chính sách thuế quan, và cũng muốn có những cái quan hệ, mong muốn có những cái hợp tác cùng với cả các cơ quan Quốc hội Bồ Đào Nha trong thời gian tới.
The objective of the delegation is to come and also learn and understand about the how your country doing on the budget and taxing system, and also we would like to developing the cooperations between the officers and committees from Vietnam National Assembly with yours.
Đoàn của chúng tôi hôm nay thì có các đại biểu của Ủy ban Kinh tế và Tài chính Quốc hội, có ông Đại sứ Nguyễn Văn Thắng và các đồng nghiệp trong cơ quan của các vụ của Ủy ban và có các thành viên của Đại sứ quán.
Our delegation today has four MPs from the committees of finance and economics, and also we have our ambassadors to the Portugal, and we have some colleagues to come with us.
Well, good morning. First of all, let me tell you that it's a great pleasure to receive your delegation and representation of the embassy. Probably it will be better to present the Portuguese side so you can understand who is in this room. So there are several parties here. I'm from the Social Democratic Party. We have also Chega Party. He was sit right here, but probably he will return. And the Socialist Party. So my name is Hugo Carneiro. The Socialist parties represent my colleague Marina and beyond, and here is my colleague from Chega. Probably when they speak, they can present themselves. So for us, it's a great pleasure to receive your delegation, as I said. And it is very important for Portugal, and the Social Democratic Party agrees with this idea, that it is very interesting and positive that Vietnam has a representation here in Portugal through the embassy. So this is a big signal for us. Most of the MPs that are represented in this meeting belong to the State Budget Committee, and my colleague is related with the Foreign State Affairs Office. We have a lot of meetings with different delegations that from moment to moment come here to visit our assembly, so we find it very positive to have the opportunity to exchange ideas on different matters. I noticed that you spoke about taxes, for example, nowadays. I think that is a general idea that all parties agree that we are able and have the conditions to reduce taxes, not only income personal taxes, but also corporate taxes for the citizens living in Portugal. And this is due to the good health of our state accounts. And this is very important, because this allow us to have freedom in relation to foreign creditors and investors that usually try to impose to different countries their harsh conditions on loans. So, and this is very important for us. So I don't want to monopolize the word. I will deliver the word to my colleagues who wish to speak. And I once again thank you for your visit.
You can start.
Obrigado. Thank you so much, Mr. President. So, welcome to Portugal. It's a great pleasure to having you here in our parliament. And we have already, my colleague already talked about taxes, so maybe I could talk in other areas of potential cooperation between Portugal and Vietnam. And so far, I think we could share some areas of cooperation where Portugal is going well. And one of the key areas is regarding environment and renewable energy. I know that you are doing an effort in that area. Portugal, it's one of the leaders in Europe in terms of climate transition, namely in renewable resources. Just to have an idea, we are the fifth country in the European Union that use more renewable energy. Almost 80% of our consumption of electricity comes from sun and wind, so in general terms from renewable resources. So this is an area where we in fact could cooperate and share some knowledge about what we are doing. Another area, it's related with tourism. I know that you are you have a priority in terms of economy, in terms of tourism in Vietnam. We have different types of tourism offer, but anyway, Portugal, it's one of the top tourism destinations in the world. And actually, we were recognized as the best tourism destination in the world. And in terms of the World Economic Forum, we are as the 12th destination in the world in terms of competitiveness. And in this context, we also could share what is our policy or main priorities in terms of preservation of environment, of heritage, qualifying human resources, and what type of incentives we provide for the enterprises, not only in terms of tourism, but also in terms of other sectors. Then we have also a priority, which is in terms of digital economy and technological innovation. I think in this field we could cooperate. It's one of the priorities of the Portuguese state, of different governments, and actually it's in the agenda of the European Union as well. And maybe this is also an area of between Vietnam and Portugal where we could cooperate in terms of digital transition. And of course, finally, in terms of trade, economic trade, it's also that we could reinforce the cooperation between two countries. So thank you so much, and I think I hope you enjoy also our country in terms of visiting our tourism facilities and resources. Thank you.
Thank you. You have now Regina Bastos, Social Democratic Party.
Thanks, Chair. Good morning to the delegation of Vietnam. It's an honor to receive you there in our House of Democracy. It's a pleasure to have the ambassador here. It's a good representative of the people of Vietnam in Lisbon, in Portugal. So you are, like us, democratics, and you are here to reinforce our diplomatic relationship that counts already 50 years. So it's good for us to have an exchange, a very profound exchange with you as MPs, but with you like a people that we want to strengthen our relation and to be allies in the present, to prepare the future for the challenge we have. We have a lot of challenges, like the fight for a very good quality of democracy. Our democracies are in danger all over the world. So we have to have the means to combat, to fight against fake news, the profit with the social medias. So we have challenge in the artificial intelligence and digital issues. So we have a lot of things we can cooperate to respond and have the good responses to these challenges. So once again, thank you for being here with us. Profit and enjoy Lisbon and Portugal, and have a good return to Vietnam. Thank you very much.
Thank you for our questions. I want to ask to whom I will show the words to some questions that the Portuguese deputies ask. Okay.
I have a small question. As we have read that the Portugal has a tendency of surplus in budget, state budget. So it is very, very, for us, it's a very good experience because you always have a deficit, bigger and bigger. So if you can share some words about that, how is your budget in terms of how could you deal with to get more stable on the budget, on the revenue side as well as the expenditure side? As well as how is it with your budget process when you have many parties? So how the parties can go cooperate in the budget process? So, because it's quite different in Vietnam, so that's why.
Okay. Se os práticos aqui responder esta questão do processo orçamental nosso.
Yes, only to give some words. So we face several problems relating to the state budget balance many years ago, but it was possible with an effort of all the country to rebalance our state budget. Nowadays we understand, and it's clear, I believe, for everyone, that growth is very important. So if we have growth, we will have the revenues necessary to support all the expenses of the state in different areas, from social security, health, education, and other fields of the state budget. It is also very important to control the expense, so, and to understand, make a review of all the expense, to understand if we have or not bad expense. Expense that we can avoid because it is not efficient. So if we have bad expense, we have to reduce or eliminate that kind of spend that we are doing. So this has been a great challenge for the country for many years, but nowadays we are on a stable position. Of course, that there was a period that we had external intervention when the state budget was not balanced, a period where the Troika with IMF and European Commission had an intervention in Portugal. We were obliged to make many reforms on our institution model and economic model. And nowadays, because Portugal is a small country, we are also obliged to have an open economy. So many companies, many Portuguese companies, were able to increase their exports. And also this brings more revenues and richness to the country. And this has been a great challenge, a long way to arrive nowadays. So in a resume form, I believe that is what I can say about your question.
Thank you. Nobody else? More questions, if you want.
The bad expense. So, how is the voice of the assembly, the parliament, for the government propose for those expense? So, it is the role of parliament to say no to the bad expense, non-effective expense. Or it isn't just because of the discussion, the negotiation, or what?
Thank you. Who wants to reply? Please. Thank you.
Thank you so much. I'm Marina. I'm from Social Party. So we don't have a majority in Portugal. So the government, they present the budget in the parliament, and with the different priorities that all the parties have, we make the discussion, but we vote the budget. We make this all this work in a few weeks. We're gonna start this project, but in the end of the year, we have a budget that is here, is discussed and is voted here. So after in the next year, the government they have to accomplish what they had in the budget. So the initial document, it's from the government, but then the discussion in all the articles, all the proposals are discussed. We can put other priorities, other ideas in the budget. They are all voted, and then the majority of the parliament, they voted the document that are the base to the next year.
Thank you. More questions, please, if you want. Ukrainer, please.
Yes.
Stasher.
Nowadays.
And is the proposal of the government about the tax reaction?
Yes. The government is proposing several measures to reduce taxes. The last government also proposed some, from the Socialist Party, some measures, at least in the end of their governation. This is not is a hard topic, but okay. But nowadays, I think that everyone understands, and this is the main important idea, that it is very important to reduce the burden of taxes on citizens and companies. Different parties probably will have different ways to achieve that same result, but the government is very keen on the idea that it's necessary to reduce taxes on generally to citizens and also to companies. If we look, and from my perspective, of course, if we look to several countries from OECD, we understand that those that have, for example, we had this discussion yesterday on the Assembly, that have low corporate taxes, they are more able to increase investment, to increase salaries, to attract foreign investment. If we look to Europe, for example, and the example of Ireland, we see how their economy is so strong and the capability that they had to attract companies like Microsoft, for example, or Google, or other big multinational companies. And those companies went to, for example, Ireland and other countries because for two factors, two essential factors, low corporate taxes from one side, or three factors, low corporate taxes, high level of human resources skills, so they have employees with high degrees, university degrees, engineers and others, and low burden on bureaucracy on their countries. So these are three aspects that we have to attack and to resolve. And for example, in Portugal, the government is very compromised on these three topics. So we have not only the reduction of taxes for individuals, but also for companies. But we have to continue to increase our investment in education and to reduce bureaucracy. So these are three elements that are very, very important. For example, when we speak about our students and our schools, a problem that we are facing is that sometimes it's not easy to retain our youngsters in Portugal because they can find in other countries better salaries, higher salaries. And for example, the government approved last year a reduction on the personal income taxes for youngsters, for the young people, so they can see that in Portugal they also can have or benefit from higher salaries because they are paying lower taxes. But this is a work that we have to continue because there are challenges nowadays that are not only related to these three topics. For example, and this is not a problem in Portugal but also in Europe, that is the prices of real estate. When young people want to buy a house nowadays, the prices are too high. So we also took measures to reduce, for example, taxes when we are buying a house, when someone that is younger is buying a house. So this is very important. So is a policy that have to go to different fields. And this is very challenge because, as my colleagues said, the government don't have a majority in the parliament, so many measures that have to come here, and taxes only have always to come here because it's a prerogative of the parliament. This implies a lot of negotiation and to find enough majority to approve these measures. So I believe that broadly I answered your question. Thank you.
Completely different in Vietnam because we don't have too many parties. So the proposal is more or less easier to go through. And what is how much is the tax rate, corporate income tax rate here in Portugal? How much, general?
Si. Si. Until last year it was 21%, but we have until last year. But 21% is the rate. But this is not so clear because we have other taxes that increase over the traditional corporate tax. So it was not only 21, we reduced it to 20 and approved yesterday, we had the discussion. We didn't approve, we will probably approve today the reduction of the rate of corporate tax. But we have several payments that companies have to do, not only corporate taxes, but the other payments. We are just now reducing only the rate of the traditional corporate tax. If we go to other countries in Europe, the rate is quite lower, for example, in Ireland. Of course, that, as you know, there is a topic very important that has to be with a global agreement, or at least that involve many countries in the world, related with the taxation of multinationals. That the globe is exactly that impose a minimum of 15 tax rate, but that is only applies to multinationals. So when we are speaking about other companies that are not considered to be multinationals, the rates can be different. But in several countries in Europe, the rate is lower than ours. We are in the OECD as one of the countries that has a higher statutory tax rate of corporate tax rate. So,
thank you. I think that if you don't have more questions, we can close this first meeting. I hope that the second meeting, why not, can take place in Vietnam. Why not? Next year. I hope that you enjoy Portugal, and I think that you can make some relationships in the parliament that can help Vietnam and also Portugal. Can we take a picture? Okay.
Wait.
Here.